Hey guys, just real quick, again, thank you so much for listening. Again, this is my first podcast, so sorry if the sound is horrible, but I'm going to work on that for the next one. But just thank you again so much for listening. You're going to listen to a quick ad because I need to make that money, and then we'll get started. Thanks again.
All right. Well.
Wow, this is how I sound.
Welcome to my podcast. A couple of you guys voted on Instagram. We'll first say thank you guys for joining. Now, we got voted for two things. It was dating versus singleness and does BA really matter? BA's is in bachelor's. So by popular demand, we're going to do the dating versus singleness.
And I have someone here with me. So you hear her lovely voice here in a minute, or in a second.
So go ahead and introduce yourself.
I can talk now. Everyone calls me Danny. Jazz, peer pressured me into doing this. I have no idea what he's about to ask me. I'm kind of scared, to be honest.
Yeah. That's me. Or as some people prefer me as a bulldozer.
Hey, I never gave you that.
Hey, bulldozers get things done, okay? We make the way for people to go.
You also break a lot of stuff.
You know what? You could just hop out of this real quick. Anyways.
Okay, so I don't even know, like, where to start. Like,
you said you had a question for me.
I do. Oh, I thought we were just talking about.
Oh, you know, you said you wanted to ask me something.
Oh, okay. I mean, I guess I could speak on like the dating part or relationship part. You're in a full-on committed relationship. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I can't speak on like singleness. I can speak on my past stuff, but I don't think more.
I feel like there's dating and, like, putting yourself out there and seeing what's going to happen, and then, like, truly being single. Like, I'm home alone. I'm not texting anyone. Like, not going out on dates.
Yeah, see, I see.
Those are two different mindsets.
Yeah, no, same. I think, like, dating is, like, I'm, well, okay, this is me. So you're going to be like, my dad's Jasmine. But I see dating as, like, okay, if I'm going to date someone, I'm dating them for marriage. Like, I see.
No, yeah, 100%.
Yeah. I don't just date just to, you know, fool around. But then I see singleness as, like, you're single. You're not trying to do anything. You might be, like, talking to somebody, but you're not trying to get anything out of it. Now, I know a lot of people see dating as, like, oh, you're dating so you can fool around with as many people as you want. It doesn't really matter.
I think it's different the older you get. Like, I've noticed that. Like, the older you are, like, the more dating isn't really, like, he has to be the one or else, like, I'm not dating him. Like, there's an in-between. Like, you go out on dates, but that's not your, like, you don't got to say that's your boyfriend after date one.
I see what you're saying.
Yeah. You just go out on dates. PG-13 dates.
Yeah, I don't want to say that, like, I don't agree with you. I just see it differently. Like, when I think of dating, I think of, okay, I've passed the point of, like, I'm talking to someone, so now we're going to go on dates.
No, dating is the talking, though.
Okay, but see, I don't see it as that.
Why? What do you do when you talk?
You're getting to know the person. They're friends.
What do you think dating is? No, you're getting to know the person.
No, but I'm saying dating. I see dating as, like you're saying, like, you go on dates.
Yeah, you go out.
Yes, I know.
Where are you going to just sit on the curb and talk to someone?
No. I'm saying, like, I agree, like, going on dates, like, you go out and you go on dates.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're going on dates, it's because that person sees you. It's past the point of you guys have talked for a certain amount of time. So now that person sees you, like, dang, like, I want to commit to this person. So I'm like,
I could see that if y'all were friends before. But when it's two strangers, I mean, what else are you going to do? Like,
see, I'm not with the stranger thing, though. Actually, no, I take that back. Rewind. I did do the whole stranger thing, but then it just got weird because then, as a criminal justice minor, you're just kind of like,
serial
homeboy might rape me. or like date rate me or
I
something
see
like
jazz
that.
On 2020.
But that's how, I don't know. I know I'm weird. I've had conversations with this with other people, and they're like,
that's basically what dating is.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I think because for you, like, you're in the full-on committed relationship for half of, like, your college experience. And, like, me being on and off, I've realized, and especially now in the dating world, like, the boyfriend and, like, the thinking that serious, like, if you do that too soon, like, when you get older, you, like, will freak yourself out. And you'll, like, you'll close yourself off to someone that you, like, would have never, ever thought that you would have connected with.
Yeah. I think I've just been in a little slow home my life because I've always thought of, like, dating is, like, it's going to be your future husband, which has screwed me over a couple of times.
That's, but, like, committed relationship. Yeah. That's what that is. Yeah. Like, obviously, don't be in a full-on boyfriend-girlfriend, like, I love you. We're talking about the future, and you don't think you would ever marry them, sort of. That, like, that's dumb. Like, no, that's not what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I agree.
But if you're saying, like, oh, like, we're dating, if, I don't take it as, like, serious. If someone were to say, like, oh, that's, like, my boyfriend, I'd be like, oh, they're in a serious relationship. Like, they really like each other.
Yeah. Well, to, like, flip it now, okay. I'm gonna go on a little rant now.
Here we go.
Shut up. You can, okay. Because I know the real reason why people hop on this podcast to listen, if there anyone is listening, shout out if you are. But I know the real reason why people hop on here is because I do go on rants and I do speak. I don't want to say truth because, you know, I want to be humble. But I do speak my mind.
There you go.
So, with that, I'm really sick and tired of people saying that they want to be single, but acting like they're in a relationship. Do you see what I'm saying? Or people that are dating, but then act like they're single. Like, I'm
like, oh, like in, like, public?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, I've known people that are in relationships, but then when they're out and about, I'll just say, like, she's a female. When they're out and about, they're very flirtatious with the opposite sex. And, like, if I was her boyfriend, I'd be like, girl, what are you doing?
That reminds me of a video I just saw on Instagram the other day where this girl was, like, legit backing it up into this dude right behind her boyfriend at a club.
Oh, no.
And did he see? Like, he turned around and saw and, like, flipped out on her. I was like, what are you thinking? Like, I don't know.
But
that's why, like, conversations with who, like, you're casually dating, like, it's like you guys are working towards a serious relationship, but you're still figuring things out. I just had this talk the other night, and we were like, so, like, how do we feel about each other going out? Because, like, not boyfriend, girlfriend, but out of respect, like, I'm not a be-all-upon, like, dudes and all that stuff. And you set boundaries.
Wait, sorry, so you're just basically telling everybody on the podcast that you're taken and you're talking to someone. I'm
dating.
Everybody,
No, I'm using an example because this literally just came up. It's a big topic where, like, what do you do when you're in that in-between phase where you're not taking? I think you're right, though, where you're saying, like, just don't publicly be like, I'm single, like, AF, like, I could do whatever I want, when really, like, you got to go home to someone.
Yes.
Like, that's not cool.
Yeah. See, and then you know me. There's no such thing as blurred lines with me. It's black or white.
Like,
there's no such thing as... I just can't stand for it. With the whole, like, oh, we're... Because I've been in that situation many times where dudes telling me, like, oh, well, we're not anything, but here I am driving down to Oceanside.
But we were not anything. But then that's, like, you just had the bad experience of that. Like, honestly, it is healthier. Because it also could be flipped, where, like, you're, like, you take every person serious, and everyone's your boyfriend, and every time it's, like, failed, you get, like, it could go bad either way. So it's all about doing it the healthy way that's best for you and that individual person.
See, I think my healthy way is just friend-zoning everyone. Because everybody likes to say, oh, once you're friend zone, like, you can't get out. Like,
no, that's not true. That is not true.
Once you get bro zone, if I tell you, like, you're my family, homie, you're never getting out. You're invited to get out. Like, you're not. And I don't see it as anything.
But it's how good I'll look around you. If I call you friend or like what's up, bro, but I still low key like wear makeup around you and like look still kind of look cute and not a bum, mm-hmm. then you have hope. But if I'm at the point where like I absolutely do not care, like you're a brother to me, I'm that close where like all my guards are down, then it's a little harder to get out of that. Just because that's so special, that's hard to find.
True.
Like girls and guys to be actual genuine like close friends with like no sexual tension or like what ifs, like that's really hard. So if I get that comfortable with you, then like I don't want to lose that.
With all like my guy friends, like my close, like I have three, they're my brothers. Like I told you about them.
Yeah.
Like there was no at all. I mean there may have been on their part. I mean I'm not them. I don't know. Mm, they never told me. Mm. But. As far as me, like, it was complete, like, absolute no. You're my brother.
Sorry if I just outed y'all out.
I know.
They're fine. They know how I am.
You might lose a couple friends. You know, right? Also, I have no chance. I think.
Now, because I feel like we talked about dating a lot. And it was dating versus
romance. Honestly, like, being in a relationship, the only part I miss about being single is not having to worry about the other person. And I'm trying to make that sound as less.
No, you're right. Young. Like that's literally like a genuine concern.
Yes.
Because we're so young and having to like that's a lot of work. That is a lot of work.
Right now.
Yeah, it really is.
It's about us.
And I mean,
I've told you. I don't want to say the name. I told you my other best friend. And it's just a lot of work. The only thing I miss about being single is like sleeping in. Because when you're sleeping in, you don't have to worry about, I gotta text him good morning.
With your situation, though, like that is a lot of pressure because it's not like if you miss each other, or like one like misses a phone call, like it's not a big deal, just like call each other in a couple hours. But for you, like we have to stay on top because you guys have like a certain window of opportunities to talk. So I could see why you're exhausted.
It's tiring.
It is tiring.
And on top of that, I'm not a morning person.
For those of you who don't know what the heck we're talking about, Jazz is in a long distance, very, very, very long distance relationship, extremely long.
Yeah.
So, and also time zone differences too. So, that's exhausting to have to like constantly be like, oh crap, like I can't go to bed yet. Oh man, I gotta wake up early because it's like the only time I'm gonna talk to them.
And it doesn't bother me. Like, the distance part doesn't bother me. It's so much work.
Well, duh.
Ooh. Nobody told me that relationships was gonna be so much work.
Were you living under a rock or something? You know what? You watched The Notebook one too many times.
You know what?
I'm convinced.
I want it to be The Notebook, okay?
Well, it's not. I'm sorry.
I know, I still stand by
that was a toxic relationship.
That's just not okay. You can say the podcast about The Notebook, but let me
say, you're crazy. The Notebook is a beautiful story.
You know what?
I'm not going to agree with you right now.
But.
No, yeah. Being single, it has highs and lows because, like, yeah, you can do whatever you want. You don't have to worry about, like, checking in with anyone. I think for me, the only low was just, like, I do like building a foundation with someone. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't mind that. I don't mind the commitment. I think it is exhausting, though. You're right. Because when I take on, like, that girlfriend title, like, I take it very seriously. Like, I'm all in, you're a top priority, and not because I'm not, like, independent or trying to, like, do whatever you say, but you're a human being in my life, and if I say I care about you, and I'm carrying that title for you, then I'm going to honor it.
Yeah. And I think there's a big difference between when someone's in a relationship, like, yes, their significant other should be the priority, but they shouldn't neglect
their friends. That's why you just got to say a priority, not like you're not ranking them, because you can't. But it's just they are a priority.
Yeah, because, like, I mean,
for example, like, when Sergio came out on leave, like, I let you guys know he's going to be out here. Probably not going to hang out with you guys a lot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I was cool with it.
But that was different circumstances. He came because I hadn't seen him for a year. But,
exactly.
Like, when he's here more often.
Did anyone give you flack for that, by the way?
Like, because I told them.
Because, like, you went MIA for, like, a week.
Not really. I don't have a friend.
No, I mean, I was like, we're having difficulties.
I didn't get a lot of people wanting to hang out with me.
And Sergio
to meet him, but
I was being selfish,
and I was like, I don't know.
No, that was the hardest part when they come back. I had a long distance relationship too, and when they come back, like, you know, other people want to see them, and you're trying to be fair, and you, of course, you don't want him to feel, because he's gonna pick you first. Mm-hmm. Like, it's gonna be an automatic, and you feel bad sometimes about that.
Yeah.
Because like, no, I want you to have a balanced life. I don't want you to regret not seeing people you love out here. But at the same time, like. You just want them all to yourself. Mm-hmm. So it's tough.
No, it's actually annoying. When he came out here, more people wanted to hang out with me because Sergio was out here. And I was like, wow.
Rude.
Y'all are a package deal. Mm-hmm. we got two for one.
Like, weird-sized package.
That midget over here, and then...
7-foot giant.
Over here, yeah.
But
singleness. I truly think when you're supposed to be single, you're supposed to be single.
Yes.
I mean, someone comes along in your life, and God says, like, you feel like God is telling you, maybe put yourself out there a little bit. I do think experience is extremely important when it comes to dating. No, like, talking to people, different people, meeting people.
Got it.
Girl, stop giving me that eye. I don't mean that. PG-13 PG-13 nowadays. PG experiences where you're, you know, putting yourself out there. Yeah. It's all about it.
I think with our generation, everybody's
all caught up in with the whole singleness, like, I can't be single because if I'm single at 18, say 20, 21, I'm going to be alone for the rest of my life.
Chill out.
And I think a part of it is because one of the school that we go to, I will not disclose their name because I'm not trying to get sued. But the school that we go to specifically, like years, they want young people to get married. And it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life.
Like,
it makes absolutely no sense. You haven't even begun to pay off your student loans, but you want to pay for a wedding that you can't afford. You want to go on a little trip where? To San Francisco? A drive up? Nah, honey. I'm trying to go to the Bahamas. A good honeymoon. I don't understand the cons. Like, what goes through people's minds? Or
people don't want to be single,
but they want. They don't want to be in a relationship, but then they want kids.
I used to be like so hardcore, like there's no way that's gonna work, like young couples, but I granted this isn't like a 50-50, it's been like a 2% situation where I've seen it successful and like the right thing, and I do feel like those people genuinely like love the idea of being married, and like that's part of their identity. I feel like it's being with someone and committing themselves and starting their like nice little Christian home. Like that's great. It's not the majority. And I think that's what the image is and the perception is, like, oh, it's everybody and it's for everybody. And like, it's just about finding the right person. No, like you gotta truly want that lifestyle. Both of you guys.
And that's like, oh my gosh, that's the like people think that what's that thing? They're the exception to the rule or something like that.
Oh, yeah, they're the exception to the rule.
When they're like, what's the opposite? There's the exception to the rule, and then there's the rule.
I don't know.
We
gotta look that up. I don't know.
I know what we're talking about. But, no, like what you're saying, yes, there are some people that you're saying that's their identity. Uh-huh. And, ooh, girl, it's better, like, targeting it more of the Christian community because people that aren't believers, like, I don't know. I'm not even gonna go there. But, anyways, people in the Christian community specifically that they think that their identity, like, God purposely, oh, like, I'm meant to get married and have kids, or I'm meant to get married and provide. No, your identity should be placed in.
Well, yeah, of course. I should say part of their personality. That's a better way to put it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's okay. What I meant. Because people, I think that is part of their personality. Like, I've seen at least 4 couples so far throughout my college experience where, like, no, that was a God thing. Like, it was biblically, like, grounded, and honestly, like the weddings, I cried because you could feel like how much like this was supposed to happen, even though like all of the couples, they were all extremely young. But I really do think it's based off of like the individuals themselves. But again, it's not the majority fairy tale. Yeah. Like, and not at all.
I would say it's 2%. I would say it's like 0.5%.
Okay. It's 2%.
I was saying, no, I would argue like it's 2%.
Okay,
because when we're saying it's very rare, it's very, very rare. Like, no, there's. I can't even express it enough.
It's plastered everywhere to make it seem like that's the norm. So, it's hard to, like, think what's wrong with, like, not to think what's wrong with me because this isn't what's happening. Mm-hmm. And then that's where you get the whole, like, oh, God's calling me to be single. I'm like, bro, that's not a thing.
I feel like if
God loves people in relationships.
No, but I do think that there's some people that God has called to be single.
Like, that's not a thing. Go talk to one of our professors. Literally just talked about it. Like, it's not a thing. You know what I'm talking about.
See, but I feel like I would kind of disagree on that because they're
in the Bible, called to service where a lifetime partnership and a family may not be your thing.
Yeah,
but there's no such thing as being like, that's my gift, is like being single or like being called.
No.
Or being called to be single.
Like, no. I think like if God has placed it on your heart, like you feel like I'd like to get married someday, then, you know, cool.
Yeah.
God, you know, put that on your heart. But if God has given it, like, put it on your heart, like, you know what, like, I don't really mind, I don't really care if I get married, I don't really care if I have kids, like, I just want to serve God, then that's what God has, like, put on your heart. But it's not like, oh, my spiritual gift is being single, so let me tell you everything about being single. Like, that's not a thing. But, dang, now I'm looking to do a podcast about marrying young, because we could talk about that for a while.
Oh, man. I don't know, because honestly, I come from an entire family where everyone married their high school sweetheart, and no divorces, everyone's very, not perfect, but I mean, we're still going, so I see both sides.
Yeah.
And and because I've seen it so close with my parents, like, their siblings, I do think it depends on the individuals. It's possible. Mm-hmm. Now, is your life a little harder financially, maybe?
Yeah.
But if you're willing to endure that, then go for it. Like, some of us can't. Mm-hmm. We can't handle that.
It's like the same thing with people being in long-distance relationships. It's not for everybody.
Oh, for sure the same thing.
But people want to, like,
oh, that's the whole podcast.
Like, oh, my gosh. Like, he's across the world, and we have these bracelets that we can be carrying. I'm not going to lie. Did get Sergio like a necklace, but I don't wear it every day. I just want it to be cute and kind of like a.
You have to do those things sometimes.
But like, you don't see me writing 10-page essays on social media talking about, oh, it's been so long and I miss you so much. You have my heart, my soul, my breath. like, no, like, that's, to me, that's, like, faking it for social media to be, quote-unquote, relationship goals.
That's a whole other podcast that, me, personally, my opinion has changed on in the last year with what I've gone through. Mm. Like, I used to be one that's like, why not? Like, it's just social media. Like, who cares? I want to share my love with the world. Like, things are going good or not good. Just, mm-hmm. just a picture. Like, not a big deal. But now, for me, it's like, oh, no. Like, that's keep under wraps. It. Like, super private. Like, y'all will just randomly see my wedding picture one day.
That's, like, fun. No.
That's a whole other issue, especially with our generation.
Yeah.
But because I used to care about that, I could totally understand why someone would. Like, if their partner was being, like, suspicious about not posting them, mm-hmm. like, ever, after, like, a long time. I could understand, I mean, like, that issue.
Well,
I know.
That.
Oh, in great detail, we've discussed that.
But, I mean, it's just come to the point where, like, you know, some people, they just don't like to post on social media.
It's about, I, and it's, yeah.
It is what it is.
I feel like if you are that person, like, now that I know that I am that person that doesn't like to post, I will make it a point to tell whoever I'm dating, look, it's not personal. Mm-hmm. I don't post anyone. Like,
I think what helps is that he doesn't post anything.
I told you, like, it's not personal. Yeah, it's just how they want to live their life.
Yeah, I'm over now, but, like, he didn't post. The one time he posted when he was out here on leave is to say he was on the USS Midway. And that was just a little, like, like a little location tag.
Mm.
But it's just, yeah.
Relationships versus singleness.
But thanks guys for listening. I feel like we kind of went off a lot.
And well, I feel like we, we set up a little trailer for maybe the next couple podcasts.
Yeah. I don't only want to talk about relationship stuff, though, because, like.
Well, someone didn't want to do politics for the first one.
Well, because. I'm not trying to get hate mail. People, like, some of these people know where I live. I'm not trying to.
True.
I will say this, though, to end it. I love podcasts because I can wear whatever the heck I want.
If y'all could only see Jazz right now.
I mean,
I'm going to dare you to post this on Instagram.
Post what? What I look like?
Yes.
I mean, I don't want to exit and then it just end the whole podcast.
No, I'm just saying, like.
Oh, no, trust. After we're done with this, I'm going to post a little pic that we just finished the podcast, like.
Oh, no, I'm not there.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, I'll put a little emoji on your face or something.
Okay, cool.
But right, I do not care.
I know you don't. I wish I had that spirit. You know what? You know how I said I was rubbing off on you? You are rubbing off on me a little bit in that way. We're like, I may do it, but it's not a stress for me anymore.
Yay! Yeah. I mean, would I go to school like this? No. Would I go out like this? Actually, I take that back.
You totally would go to, like, a drive-in like that.
Yes. I'll go to a Theater Brothers like this.
No! Yes!
Straight up like this? I'll just, like, I'll put on a hat or something.
For y'all that can't see, she has holes in her shirt.
It's honestly, it's one hole. It's fun. Okay.
And it's not even that distressed look. It's just like a random hole.
I don't even have a good story for this hole. I don't know why. I think I was trying something. I was trying to do something and then I gave up.
Okay.
But thanks guys for listening. Oh.